Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means, Ed, we are back in the box, if you haven't seen right now. I like to call this the box of personal development, the box of growth, the box. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm feeling myself. But today here, you have a question in, and I'm here to answer it. How friends influence your development as a person? How friends influence your development as a person? I got three, and I do mean three, quick takeaways. I don't know how quick it is. You guys know I'm long-winded, so I'll do my best to get there. So, again, I'll repeat the title just in case if you missed it. You can fast forward if you don't want to hear me repeat it again. But how friends influence your development as a person. I remember when I first got that Think and Grow Rich book, I was in a bad place mentally because I had lost my mother. There were some other things that were going on, and I was just trying to figure out what can I do? Like, what am I going to do with my life? What do I want to do with my life? And just because one thing I want to make sure I want to, you know, impress upon you is the fact that, family, just because you get into personal development and just because you make a decision and say, I'm going to be an optimist, that doesn't mean that things are not going to happen to you. Because trust me, even though I'm, a huge optimist, and things still happen to me just like anybody else. But it's the perspective of what I have and of the way I look at it, you know. And when you have that perspective, you're able, it's not like you're being nonchalant, like, oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it matters. But what are we going to do about it? How am I going to move forward? And that's why I'm learning even more and more to this day the importance of having a strong network, family. I can't say it how important it is to have a strong network of friends and family, because when you have that strong network, if you say, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing and this is the direction I'm going, either you can get on board or not. And if you decide not to get on board, respectfully, no love lost, but I gotta go get this. I gotta go make this happen. This is why I'm shooting these videos, because I'm tired of sitting on these ideals. I'm tired of sitting on these questions that people are already, asking me all the time. He's like, oh, you should know about that. I was like, well, yeah, but I don't know if anybody would be interested, but all right, fine. Let's see what happens. And so this is why I'm doing it, family. So that's why it's important that you surround yourself with people. Now watch this, of where you're at and where you're going. See, a lot of times people won't do that. See, a lot of times they'll surround themselves around yes men. Okay, you didn't like that one. They'll surround themselves around people that they're smarter than, so they can look down upon. See, I challenge you to get into a environment or a group of people that are smarter than you, or even to get around the people that have more money and have more fame and all these things. And, you know, instead of, and this is the thing, again, I'm going to reference that 50 Cent book, the Curtis Jackson book, Hustle Harder. This was the thing that I learned when he was, and even to this day, I told you I'm a life learner, where he was just saying, it was just like, yeah, just because you're in a room with other people that may have more clout, that may have more money, that may have more status, whatever that may be, is that you still need to hold your own. I said, ooh, I said, he got a good point. Because there, if you don't hold your own and you don't hold, and holding your own is basically being respectful and knowing when to talk and not to talk, but not being afraid to talk, family. So when you're in a circle of friends and family of especially family, you thought I was going to say friends, but especially family, of letting family know, hey, I know you want to talk. I know you want to talk this negative and we're not talking to anything constructive, because that's another thing. If you don't have that type of circle around you, and you always, every time you pick up the phone and someone is telling you something negative, it's just like, man, I don't even want to take this call because I already know what's going to go. See, there's a difference between saying venting and complaining and being negative. So I put complaining and negative in the same boat. Why? Because when you're complaining and negative, you're not looking for a proposed solution. You're not looking to better. But when you're venting, you want to get all that frustration, that anger, and what you thought it should be. Okay, now I got it out the way. All right, now let's get to the solution. Because that's the only way we're going to make it happen if we want to get to the solution. Because if we sit and just murmur in it, just sit and wallow in it, the problem is still there, or the thing that is bothering you is still there. So why not put action in a place? That's a new idea, I know. I mean, I'm just saying. But again, family, the whole thing of being able to, the influence that family and friends can have over you, is that's why it's important to get to make sure. Now, I know you can't pick and choose your family sometimes, but you can pick and choose your friends. And because you can pick and choose your friends, you have to make sure you're surrounding yourself around the friends that really celebrate you instead of tolerate you. Ooh. Because there's a lot of friends out there, and I'm pointing at one of you guys out there that just tolerate you. What does that mean? A friend that tolerates you is a friend that only calls you when they need you. A friend that tolerates you is a friend that doesn't even check on you just to see, hey, just calling to see how things are. A friend that tolerates you is someone that when you tell them what's going on in your life, they're so quick, they can't wait until you finish because they want to just dump all of this on you. Those type of people, I'm gonna borrow from one of the cartoons. You need to exit stage right quickly. You need to demote that friend. You need to fire that friend. You need to get rid of that friend. I don't care what you do, but just move that friend. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, you get the point. That friend got to go, because if not, then that friend is gonna take you down. That friend is not gonna be there when you need them. See, a lot of times, family, we see the patterns. We just don't want to pay attention to them. We understand the patterns, but we don't want to learn from them. And because we choose not to do that, we end up saying, well, dang, why this person didn't call and check on me? Or why this person didn't invest in me like I've invested in? Why didn't this person, instead of asking these why questions, you already know what it, as my grandma would say, what a TIE is. You know what a TI is, meaning you know what it is. You know what's going on. And because you know that, it's time to reorganize your circle of friends. And I know you can't do that with family, but there is something you can do with family. You can hit them with the Heisman. Okay, I'm sorry. That wasn't a problem. What you can do is basically make sure that you're there for them and that you are there, but you have to consistently, when they start going down a track that is not congruent, that's not aligned with where you're trying to go, you have to let them know, hey, listen, I understand, I get it, but if we're not going to talk about solutions or moving forward, hey, can we, I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And you have to have that type of courage, because, and they're probably going to say, oh, you done changed. And that's a lot of time, that's why a lot of people are afraid and fearful of making the change and developing themselves personally, because they're afraid of what their friend or their friends is going to say, or their family is going to say, oh, you done got bougie. Oh, you acting like you too good. I remember when you was in the hood, or I remember when you was working at Arby's or Burger King or McDonald's. I remember when you was there. I remember when you was here. That's good. I'm so glad you can remember it. Now, I want you to remember where I'm going, because when I get there, I'll send you a picture so you can remember that as well. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm being petty. My name is E.D., Petty Eddie, I know. But I'm making a point, family, is that we need to develop the fearless attitude. If people do not want to get aligned with us and what we're doing, a path of the influence that, and understanding the influence that they can have on our life, that we have to make the decision, well, I don't need to talk to that person too frequently, because if I do, it's going to kill what I am working on, what I plan on doing, what I plan on executing. Eric Thomas talks about it all the time. What is the number one thing that I can hear over and over in my head from Eric Thomas? He says this one thing, and it just speaks volumes to me. He says, execution is worship. Not planning, not figuring things out. Execution is worship. And because execution is worship, family, we have to make sure that we are executing on the things that we said we were going to do. If we made a decision, we're going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock, we're not going to make any excuses. We're not going to create any exceptions, because when we start creating exceptions, we break what the agreed upon rule that we agreed upon. So family, I challenge you today that if you have a set of friends that are not pushing you to be greater, pushing you to be exceptional, I'm not the person to tell you this, but I am the person to tell you. You're gonna have to get rid of them. Yeah. Or if you don't want to get rid of them, I have a better solution. Put them on temporarily hold. I like that. So when you put someone on temporary hold, that just basically means that temporarily we can't have contact, but I'm still here for you if you something happens that you need me. But I can't continue to talk to you the way that we talked or the conversations that we've had because where I'm going, I don't have that amount of time to be spending on things that are not going anywhere but staying stagnant. So family, I challenge you for this year, whenever you're listening to this, make sure you got a circle of friends and family that influence you to be better, that challenge you to be better, that hold you accountable for the things that you said that you wanted to do. And if you don't have a vision board, if you don't have your plans up on a board, I challenge you to put those up there as well. This is your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.